Moshe Rubenstein. I came to Lakewood in 1960-61.
Uh-huh.
I came from university in Detroit.
Yeah.
The yeshiva then had 100 odd talmidim.
Yeah.
Everyone was a diverse personality. The sifras weren't so large in those days that everybody came.
What motivated you to come here?
Pardon me?
What motivated you to come here, Dafka, in the first place?
I had come here to visit.
Uh-huh.
Once.
Uh-huh.
And I heard a shir and I went up to the Rosh Hashiva's hotel afterward.
Uh-huh.
And he was Makarbi.
Uh-huh.
I didn't come back.
When was this shir that you heard?
A long time before that.
Uh-huh.
5 years before
that. 5 years before that.
Uh-huh. But that's what drew me back, I suppose, even though there were not that too many places. It was either Beis Medrash Elyon or Lakewood.
Yes, that was that's a typical scene that I heard.
Yeah,
so you were in Detroit?
Yes.
You come from Detroit?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I remember I laid boxed there.
Uh-huh.
When I came to Lakewood, I became part of a coaching chabur. My chabrusa was Rabbi Yechiel Peer.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to the shiurim, though, that was coaching. But I listened to the shiurim, I prepared for the shiurim.
Mm-hmm.
And if I walked away with an impression, it was certainly that Torah is fire. Watch was outside saying a shir.
Could you please talk a little bit louder?
What I did go away with for sure was the picture of Eish HaTorah.
Yeah.
Watching Rosh Hashiva's outside say a shir was to watch a fire.
Mm-hmm.
His chesed was endless.
Mm-hmm.
Once went to him to ask if I could ever choose to go back to Detroit, Tishrei,
mm-hmm.
in order to, for Parnassus.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife couldn't come, and we were Shona Rishon in the Kim, and my wife couldn't come because she was teaching for the day school, and they had school Sukkot.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, if she's Moichel, I can go. Mm-hmm. Then he called me in the next day to tell me that I shouldn't go. It's not Kedai. Shona Rishon is not Kedai.
Uh-huh.
And I was always impressed that that means that even though he had the yeshiva and he had the shurim, he had chinuch atzmoy and he had tashbar, when I left him the first time, he continued to think about me.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It was always very good. It was very good to me.
Uh-huh.
And it's in Lagos, by learning by him that I added to the lomdish derech of learning, I added the derech of making sugyas fit together, making many diverse ideas fit together to make a binyan,
uh-huh.
an appreciation of learning the Gaon and Shulchan Aruch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
And I suppose it's from him that I had the cheshir to stay in Habotzah Satay. Fair enough.
That's enough. That's you know, no more to experiences than that.
It's all that comes to mind.
It's all that comes to mind. Huh? So that's you can make it a little bit more details. How long were you by? So just here by 1 year exactly.
Yes.
1 year.
Who's the Kedushin by us?
Huh?
I think that was Kemat, the last Seder Kedushin, maybe one other.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And you stayed after that, of course.
I remember he wanted us to get married. This everything by him was a cheshbon and bittul Torah, everything.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted us to get married the second night of Lag BaOmer.
Uh-huh.
Because anyways, many bochrim would be in the city,
uh-huh.
because of Shiduchim.
Yeah.
So it'd be less bittul Torah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was his husband always.
For telling us to get married the second night rather than the first night.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you very much.
Very much,
Rubenstein, for your words. Thank you. Call to
bye-bye.